Hello there. My name is Em, and I would like to welcome you to the Nautical Toys podcast. I actually meant to record this last night, but I think because I'm fighting a cold, I fell asleep last night around like 9 o'clock, which for me is a complete miracle because I usually struggle with insomnia. So I'm feeling pretty happy about that. Even though I can't breathe like properly the way I want to, I'm still excited to be able to be on here and record. So anyway, today's episode is something I had thought about after I posted a comment on a vlog. So basically, someone put out a vlog of a place that I really love, this country I really, really love. And I was excited. Sometimes I don't always comment on videos and things like that, but sometimes I feel like so emotionally moved and happy. I just like really want to like say something. So I posted a comment about just brief comment about a positive experience I had there and the awesome interactions that I had. And so I posted that and forgot about it. But I actually get notifications. I'm sure a lot of people have it says you get notifications if if someone responds or something like that. So I saw a notification that someone had a comment, and the second I saw it, I was like, oh, well, I'm not gonna even humor that. But basically, the person had wanted to say something, had a bunch of negative things to say about the country and the people. And I just, first of all, I want to say right off the bat, I don't humor nonsense. I know a lot of people online go back and forth and stuff like that. Oh, well, no, you're wrong, and maybe your country is all all this back and forth, and I don't humor nonsense because I don't know, I don't think that kind of stuff deserves that attention. Like someone saying something great, why in the world would you? And it's all harmless. I don't see how, why if someone wants to bring that stuff down, I can't play that. But anyway, it was interesting to me because first of all, it made me think about how. It made me think about how, first of all, no matter where you go in the world, no matter where you go in the world, a lot of times if you have an attitude towards people or you're bringing out a negative vibe, people are going to probably be less likely to have a happy feeling towards you too. That's just number one. So if you already start off that you've decided that a group of people, that an entire country is wrong in some way because you don't understand. I think that already is a problem. And I think also it made me think about just about being aware that no matter who we are and no matter how much we've traveled, we don't really fully know. I don't know. To me, I don't think you can really properly just feel like you know an entire group or country or whatever because A, if you don't speak the language, if you're not really fully in the culture or anything like that, I don't even see how we're getting a full representation, especially if it's in a country, yeah, if you're speaking a different language and all that type of stuff. That's another thing. Another thing is it fascinates me because no matter where you go, people are people. Humans are humans. And that is true in every single place where humans exist. Wait, among all humans, there are good people and there are bad people. It's just as simple as that. I wish there were bad people. I do. And many, maybe many of us too who are listening to this, but it does, you can't have, it is what it is, you know? And to me, it's just when I see stuff like this online, I know sometimes I really just don't really humor that kind of negative thing. But what I do like to do, if it happens to catch my eye, I like to use that as a reason for me to be even more likely to put out that a positive thought. Especially also because I can also relate to people already going into a conversation with me or approaching me with their own assumptions. I've had crazy situations happen where, and I know. Like because of media, because of, I don't know, the color of my skin or whatever, people have their own assumptions of me and what they think I would be like because of their limited view. And so some people are very shocked when they talk with me, like, oh, huh, maybe not everybody is the same. And Of course, like there's a lot of these moments, and this isn't something that, I mean, we all, many of us know this already, but I remember sometimes like when I'm traveling, like there is that shock of like, I'm surprised sometimes because I realize I really do live in a bubble in a way, because I had an incident where in the country that I love, somebody had, they left, they saw me, and then I saw them like, get their kid's hand and like run, go to the other side of the street. And I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, first of all, I'm far more scared of you guys than I am. I think, but mostly because I don't understand, like, I'm still like trying to learn cultures and stuff like that. So like, it's kind of scary when you're in a new place and trying to like learn different things. Like there's already that. And also I don't know. I felt like I looked very harmless. Maybe I looked like I probably didn't have a home. I was dressed for comfort at the time, but I mean, either way, it was interesting. That was a real shock for me because I didn't, I don't know. I didn't expect that. I'm not quite used, like, I don't know. I've never like really experienced that particular reaction before. So for me, I remember that was me. It was rather shocking. But that woman had a strong assumption based on me, my appearance, something about me, like what her assumptions like really drove her to take such a strong action like that. And it was very, like, it was very shocking. It was very interesting to me. So anyway, when it comes to, yeah, when I see like stuff and people want to like try and knock something down, I always like to use something as an opportunity to put out positive vibes, maybe even in some situations to educate a little bit more, give people more of an understanding, because I think the more we assume, the more we block off, we cut off different areas of our life. Like, oh no, I don't go there because those people are like this or whatever. And then, okay, well now you will never truly know what that experience could be. And so anyway, that's just the thought that I had. And no matter what, in the midst of all that, I like to be bold in being positive if, when I can. And not necessarily because I'm a positive person, because the world doesn't need more negative people, more people who make a lot of assumptions and all this type of stuff. We don't need that. We need to connect more. We need to be much more positive, like using the platform for, you know, whatever our platforms are for good, I guess. So anyway, I just wanted to share that thought. I'd love to get your feedback on this. Feel free to reach out to me at nauticaltwistm@gmail.com. I really, truly thank you so much for listening. And I will be back next week with another podcast episode. I hope that my throat will cooperate with me and that I won't have too much of a cold and will be able to breathe better when I record the episode next week. In the meantime, I hope you take care and I'll talk with you soon. Bye for now.